is up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
We welcome you to a brand new week.
I almost lost it.
I'm so delirious, you guys.
I'm not well.
I don't have a word. I feel like not well is an understatement.
I'm exhausted. My allergies are kicking my ass. But yet, I'm here showing up and showing out to podcasts.
You guys, I've been the most social person in the entire world this week. Just in a matter of, like, today, I've gone to, like, 35,000 events. And I don't even know how I'm podcasting right now. But that's our love and dedication.
Yeah, I mean, with how we roll here, but
yeah, and we also spoke for like 2.5 hours,
but that's normal.
Oh, and the conversation, you guys, if you guys were to listen in on me and Esty's conversation, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with these two?
Oh, but I thought you were gonna say what we just discussed.
No, but, no,
I'm like, Laura, stop.
That's no, for the private, we're fucked. With all the work that we do, we are still, imagine if we didn't do work, like, we're fucked up.
No, we are so fucked. Both our therapists would know.
They'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with the both of you?
Literally. No, I really thought you were going to say something. But no, like, so here's the thing, right? Like, it's like not even spring and allergies for me are like at an all-time high. I'm miserable, and here's the thing, people who are actively miserable deny that they're miserable. I'm actively like initiating and telling everyone I'm miserable. This past week I am not okay. Like, my eyes are swollen. I'm swollen.
Damn. Yeah, the allergies have gotten you bad in your late 30s.
Oh. Such a bitch. I'm swollen. My nose is running. What else? I have like this headache, but like it's not even, it's just like pressure, you know, yes, because of the allergies. And it's just like won't go away. And this is just the beginning. I have to go all through April and May like this. I will not survive.
I just remember you like in April last year, and I don't know that I can handle SD, like allergy SD in April, because you were not well. No, and you're already starting.
Yeah, it's not okay. Like, again, why do we not have like a sufficient amount of medication to assist with these allergies?
No, it's like, well, because who knows what the fuck they're pumping in the air to give us even worse allergies. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, our bodies are just like, fuck off. Like, this is not enough.
This is true. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not.
I think I might, like, you describing your allergy symptoms makes me think that I might be having some allergy symptoms as well, amongst other things.
Everyone I know, like, has them. And it's like, so, like, a lot of people I know started, like, a hot minute ago, like, the end of February.
Yeah.
And, like, mine just started this week. And, like, it's been lingering, but, like, now toward the tail end of this week, I can't. Like, and oh, I'm exhausted. You guys, like, I'm
Me
in bed.
Too.
I'm in bed by 9 p.m. Like, I've canceled my plans, like, and I just can't. Like, I've canceled some plans, and, like, I've come home early from plans. Like, I'm not well. Like,
is that, like, a thing? Because I'm exhausted.
Yes, that's allergies. Like, you just fall asleep. And, like, I will say this. I'm having the best sleep of my life. Because, like, my body's exhausted from, like, out surviving these allergies. Like, you're on the streets, like, you know, dodging
your body's,
pollen.
Like, histamining.
Literally, you're dodging pollen left and right. You're overworking. And then once my head hits the pillow, I'm out. Like, I'm fucking out. Literally, I fell asleep on the phone the other night. Like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck were you talking to?
You know who I was talking to, bitch.
Well, I understand that. But
anyway.
No, that makes sense. Like, today I was literally crawling. I then went for a second oat cappuccino at around 3:30, and I had my Fitbit and my heart rate was going up. So I knew the caffeine was hitting, but like my body was just exhausted.
Yeah,
and
I'm not like, receiving it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like that's when I texted you. I'm like, Essie, I'm not well. And this is why I think I'm not well. And maybe it's actually just allergies.
And you know what I was thinking, Laura, is that how we're telling everybody that we had like a 5-hour conversation before. I just need our chatters to understand something. Like Laura and I talk every single day. Every hour every minute. Of the day. Literally. And then we're on the phone, like, you know, getting our shit ready for the podcast. And it's like we haven't talked or we haven't seen each other in years. But here's the thing. Like, the conversation that we just had before coming on here, like, Laura and I are going different. We're going to hell. Like, we're going to hell.
Me and you are going. But, okay, so the conversation was ultimately, like, a dig to both me and you. So it's almost like...
That's true.
It's like we do this, like, really fucked up... We say these really fucked up things, but at the end, it's only to ourselves in the most sarcastic, fucked up way. But it's, like, literally me and Essie just went, like... Oh my God, we're really fucking sick, crazy bitches.
Yeah, I mean, we acknowledge that though. So maybe that says something.
I guess we're aware.
Okay, I think that speaks volumes.
We're aware. But Ken, like, it's kind of wild how, like, we can come on the podcast and have completely different conversation than the conversation we were having for the last 2.5 hours, as if, like, we have not spoken, like, 24/7 this entire week.
Yeah, that's true. We got so much done this week. Like, Laura and I have so many things, like accomplished this week.
I will say our process, like, Esty, I will give you credit. Like, you initiated it, and then I just, like, took it and ran. And then, like, brought it back to you, and you're like, no, this. And then I, like, it's just a good process that we have between the two of us, and everything happens within a matter of like seconds.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. I just thinking about the conversation beforehand, and it's just like I really need to circle back. Like, we're self-aware, so I don't think our therapist would be that upset.
No, but like, you guys, just get yourself friends who you can just say really fucked up shit with. Oh, and that God. At the end of the conversation, you can both look at each other and be like, we're really fucked up for saying this shit.
Yeah, we're not. And then,
but because I think the most fucked up part is like, we laugh about it.
Yeah, I mean, we have to, because if not, we're going to hell. I mean, we are going to hell, but
we're definitely point, going to hell.
We could laugh all the way there.
Oh my God. I mean, my sister. Yeah, go.
No, I'm sorry. But speaking of laughing, like, I heard this, you guys. I shared it with Laura, and Laura's like, stop. I'm like, okay, before you react, let's talk about it on the podcast. You guys, I was on Instagram this week. And again, I don't know if it was like, I was hypersensitive because of my allergies.
So, wait, like, what? Before you say this, became aware of what the fuck are you looking at that your algorithm puts this. Chatters, keep in mind, like, what is Essie's algorithm like that this shows up on her feed?
Oh, it was a Gen Z. This is Gen Z that's doing this.
Right, but it's so, like, it's really fucked up.
Yeah, I know. So I have, oh my God, what the hell is that? That's your allergies. So yeah, I have like, not this, today is different than when I was watching like last week, or not, a couple days ago. So the other day, like, there's like, apparently, I mean, this should be a whole fucking episode in itself, but like, there are games that Gen Z play at, like, so they don't even have parties anymore. It's like gatherings. What? Yeah, I can't. Again, that's like a whole podcast. So like, so I'm going through these things, and like, you know, they're talking, they're sitting around on their phone, and they're saying mid and all the and Riz and all this shit, whatever. So then I get to this fucking thing that these bitches are taking fucking broccoli.
Like broccoli florets.
Like the head of the broccoli, yeah, the florets. Dipping it in bronzer, applying it to their cheeks so that they can have enhanced freckles. That's where we're at 2024.
When Essie told this to me, I'm like, you're fucking kidding. Like, that's not even possible.
I hate it here.
Like, why are we using vegetables as fucking makeup brushes in 20. Like, first of all, we're like, I'm a millennial. I'm a 36-year-old millennial with melasma. And I'm here doing all the fucking things to get this pigment off my face. And here you are with your little broccoli florette trying to put pigment on your face. Like, I don't get it. Like, Gen Z, I love you, but I don't get it.
Oh my God, that was so good, Laura.
I've done red light. I've done blue light. I've done green light. I've done microneedling. I've done every fucking laser, every fucking peel, every fucking everything. And like, they're just putting fucking broccoli freckles on their face.
Right. Yeah.
I don't.
And that's a lot. That's like an excessive amount of freckles. Like, that's an overload.
It's not okay. I kind of want to try it.
Laura, if you send me a fucking picture or you FaceTime me while you do this, I will decline.
So was it a powdered bronzer or a creamy bronzer?
So funny that you asked. So I'm like, you need to imagine my face as I'm watching this. And instantly I cringed. And I'm like, this is not normal, right? So apparently there's different shades, right? Well, obviously it goes against your skin tone. So like, people are applying like darker, then you get lighter and everything. So they want it to stand out. But I'm not understanding, like, why are we, remember when back in the day, doesn't Khloe do that, Kardashian? Doesn't she have that fake little Marilyn Monroe little stud thing?
Yes. Yeah,
like, why are we like now doing freckles?
Yeah, that became such like a weird thing.
Right? Like, so that's what's happening. And like, it could never be me. It will never be me. And can you picture me with a fucking broccoli to my face?
Can you please do this and record it?
No.
Because that would make my life.
No, I will never do this. And I think that it says a lot about our fucking, about our where we are in the world.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I might try it.
Okay. Well,
just not because I want freckles, but just because I want to see what the fuck Gen Z is doing. First of all, I mean, yeah, I just need to try it to understand it.
You're going to Uber Eats a broccoli florette? Fucking would.
And like two shades darker bronzer from Sephora.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
I can't, you guys.
It's too much. Okay. And then the other thing that I found out this week that in my algorithm, same day, I need to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
When the word soaking comes to mind, what do you think?
Soaking wet. Like, I've used it like in sexting.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well,
my clothes are soaking wet from the rain.
Okay. Well, it doesn't mean either one.
Oh, God.
Some Mormon teens have convinced themselves. Have convinced themselves that putting a penis in a vagina and then moving in and then not moving it is not sex. That's called soaking.
Stop!
And that's where we're at in 2024.
So they're going to insert the penis in the vagina and they're just going to have it sit there.
We're just chilling.
Just not moving.
Not move. I'm looking at you.
Everybody freeze.
Yep, that's it. We're just
gonna stare at each other's eyes.
Yeah, we're just glazing into each other's eyes, and I'm just gonna allow you to insert me, and that's it. Imagine that me and my man, he's just gonna insert and we're just gonna look into each other's eyes. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, are you having conversation?
No, I will not have a conversation.
Hey, are you like, so babe, how's your day? Like,
yeah, literally.
Really,
so
really love the way the broccoli florette bronzer looks on you. Like, what? Like, No, yeah. This can't be a thing. This cannot be a thing.
It's soaking, and that's soaking. So you know what's so fucked up is that I was somewhere, and I saw, I know exactly where I was. I was at work, not the one of my jobs on the side, and I had a gentleman walk into the restaurant, and his shirt said, "I love soaking."
No.
I swear, my brother. And at the time,
how long ago was this?
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. So at the time, I didn't understand. And I just don't give a fuck enough to be like, you know? Now that it was on my algorithm of Gen Z shit, I'm like, you fuckers are sick fucks.
Wow. So I have a question. I've never soaked before.
That makes both of us.
So I wonder, will the guy get soft?
Probably.
Or is he soaked until he soaks?
No, I would assume he's gonna get soft as fuck. Like we're like looking at each other.
This is a question for the men.
Right.
Would you stay hard?
No, I can't imagine staying hard. What are we doing?
I mean, yeah, but okay.
Let's make a grocery list. Hey, babe, what do you want to go? Let's go. We're going to go grocery shopping after this. That's what we're going to get.
But what is she's like dirty talking to him? Like, does he need to be stroked in order to orgasm?
No, that's not soaking. Soaking is just putting the tit, like, it's just, that's it. It's in
right. There. So, like, let's say she's like dirty talking and saying like all these things to him and he's just in it.
Is he going to get off by just. No.
I don't know. Can it be possible? We need some guy input.
Yeah, I've never
guys, chime in. Where are you at? Have you soaked and have you come while you're soaking?
I don't think you can, Laura.
I just thought
there needs to be movement.
I was like,
please, for the love of God, don't text me. Don't notify me. I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know.
I can't.
There needs to be movement. There needs to be thrusting. There needs to be some type of bodily, like, literally, we're looking at each other.
Yeah, but can that intimacy cause orgasm?
I mean, I don't know.
So I've heard. You know, because you've heard of like tantra.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like you can have orgasm through just breathing.
Yes.
So can you have an orgasm through just soaking?
Did I tell you I know, like, I work with somebody who does that?
What do you mean you work with somebody?
I'll tell you after the, okay. No, I work. One of my coworkers, I never knew what that was until she had told me about it. And she's not in the relationship now, but with her ex, I was like, wait, what? I didn't know that was a thing. And she was telling me about it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. She's like, yeah, I see. It's like,
it's fucking deep.
Like, yeah. She's like, I've never orgasmed like that before in my life. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, that's like a thing. Like, I had no idea, but like, it's a lot of work. It's like, yeah, but it's mostly like a lot of talking and like, it's too long to get there. Like, that takes too much. Like, just, you
right.
know,
she's like, I don't got time for that. I'm a Capricorn. I got goals to meet. I got lists to like check. Let's go.
And here's the thing. Like, I'm all about being passionate and like, you know, taking our time and shit, but that's fine. Like, that's not an issue, but at some point, like, I'm good with that too. But then there's some times where I just want to like, let's fucking go. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't got time to sit there and like in fucking, what's that word? Oh, what's a crisscross applesauce and fucking like taking breathing and like, no, I don't got time for that shit. Like, and then I got to wait. And then she's like, tell me how you have to like there's certain breaths are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then there's some that are like 1, 2. I'm like, yeah, no. But
no.
There's like there's a lot of breathing work involved. And I didn't know. I swear to God, I never knew that shit was a thing.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be like, it's super intense.
Yeah, that's what she said. I mean, she swears by it. She says like, that's like the best orgasm she's ever had. But I'll tell you who it is afterwards.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be amazing, but I'm assuming you're like, in action, like you're thrusting, you're moving. I don't know. If anybody who we need outside sources to let us know how this works.
Oh, God. So that's what I learned this week.
Wow. Well, I didn't learn anything until I came to this podcast.
Yes, and that's what we do here.
Wow. Thank you for bringing that.
You're welcome. How, besides your allergies acting up, anything going on your ed that myself and the chatters need to be updated on?
Absolutely nothing. Okay. Literally, you guys, I've just been watching, as we're going to recap. You know, I'm not like a big TV goer, but when I get obsessed, I get obsessed. And I've just been watching Love is Blind, Vanderpump Rules, you know, just working my ass off this week, unfortunately. Nothing fun. I have next week off, so I'll let you guys know about my shenanigans of what I'm up to. But this week, just working hard.
Okay. We live pretty boring lives this week.
We've lived boring lives.
No, we really don't, but.
No. It's just some stuff we can't bring to the podcast.
Right. We have to be.
Rated PG.
Yeah, respectful for that matter. Anyway, okay, so hot topics. Fucking wild week in Hollywood. Let's start with some good news. Mike the Situation and his wife Lauren have welcomed baby number 3 into the world. Congratulations to them, baby Luna
Lucia.
It's cute.
That's a cute name.
It is.
Finally, the good names are coming back. Remember during COVID, all those shit names?
Yeah, you were not well.
Like, this is a cute name, Luna Lucia.
Mm.
Like, I like it. I'm here for it.
I wonder if they're done after 3.
I don't know. I feel like they just like want like a big brood.
A big what?
A big brood.
What does that mean?
Like a big like family.
Like a big crew?
Brood.
Yes, but
you know. Anyway. It's a thing.
Okay, so I did not know this, and I share this with Laura, and we have to talk about it here. Okay. So, actually, do you like Countess Luann? I don't even know where your stance is.
I love her. Countess Luann. Okay. I think, first of all, like, I don't know. I'd be friends with her for sure.
Okay.
I can fuck with her. She's a party girl.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm indifferent, so it doesn't bother me. But, like, so, on her, she's very vocal about it on the shows, on the podcasts and stuff that she's on, whatever. She was talking about, like, looking for her next man or relationship, whatever. Okay, so, rumor, allegedly, supposedly, has it that Miss Countess Luann is now dating Mary-Kate Olsen's ex-husband, what?
Olivier Sarkozy. They were caught, like, cuddling on a date.
Yeah, and I love this works for me.
This I can see. I can fuck with this.
I ship this relationship.
I love it. You know what I love about Countess Luann? That at the end of the day, she's like a hopeful romantic. And yes. She's always looking forward. And yeah, she's gone. She's done her shit. She's fucked up, whatever. But at the end of the day, she regroups with herself and she just wants love and she wants to be loved and she wants to be a woman. And like, I just love that. And I love that she's now supposedly allegedly dating this man. They look so good together. Like they fit. Like they're both super tall. Like, I mean, they look like a good couple.
They sound like their names just sound like they align.
Yeah, Luann and Olivier.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, obviously, I know Laura and I talked about it on the podcast, but when we reported that him and Mary Kate got to, we're like, this is not no, which we knew, you know. And then we reported that they got divorced. But this I see. I could see this. However, I don't know how Mary Kate's feeling about this.
I don't know. I would be upset.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Countess Luann.
Yeah, and also, like, listen, was she a Real Housewife of New York? Yes, but I feel like she was also, like, in intellectual, like, New York society, and, like, she brings a lot to the table. I would be a little jealous if I was Mary-Kate, like, upset, you know?
Well.
But we'll see.
Right. Oh, Lord, it's all you.
Amanda?
Yeah.
All right, so our girl Amanda Bynes, she's really trying, you guys, but she's failing. What is she failing at? Her nail technician test. She cannot seem to become a manicurist. And listen, I know this sounds like really weird, but I think about this a lot. Like, to be a nail technician must be really fucking hard. Like, the amount of precision and detail you need to get, I mean, I could never do it. So I understand, but she's failed 4 times. So yeah. It's kind of like, when do you kind of say, okay, this maybe is not for me. And so what, like, is she failing at? Like, I wonder what part she's failing at.
That's a great question. And that's a good question. And my other question is like, does the board then like tell you like after 4 times, like how does stop. That work? Right. Yeah. Like, do you come back next year, or maybe you have to like go and take more courses and then come like reconvene in like 2 years? Like, I have questions.
I don't know how that works. I assume like you just keep taking the test. It's kind of like, or I don't know, if you fail your real estate exam, I think you have to like wait a little and then you have to take it again. So it might be like kind of the same thing, I guess. I'm not quite sure.
But I don't really know if, and you guys could judge me, but like, I don't really know if I'd feel comfortable if the lady who, I mean, I love my nail girl. That's like my girl. But like, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable if like I knew prior to like this job that she had failed the test 4 times.
But would you be okay with your nail lady being Amanda Bynes? No. Like, is she going to open up her own nail salon? Is she going to, like, put in the hour? Like, what? I kind of want to know what's the end game here. Like, what is she trying to do?
Laura, have you seen her in the city?
No, I have not. That's what I'm saying. Like, is she trying to open up, like, an Oasis nail salon? Like, what is she doing?
No, I think she would. No, I feel like she would go out with a bang. Like, it would be, like, something we've never seen before.
Oh, like, she'd, like, really create something new.
Oh, I create is an understatement.
But do you think she would be the one giving the service?
I don't know. That's what I like can't get behind. Like, again, like if it's her, like I don't know if I'd feel comfortable after failing 4 times, like you give me a mani. Like, you know, this is my livelihood. These are my hands.
Or is she just so good at this point at giving, like, because she's had to like probably practice so much that this is going to make her the best manicurist?
Well, I guess 5th time's the charm.
There we go. Look out for that, Amanda Bynes Nail Studio.
Yeah, good luck, girl. Good luck.
You know, and I will say, like, I really respect that she's completely going after something that's totally not in her career trajectory. Like, right. She's doing something completely different. And I love that. I respect that at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. Now, I just literally discovered this before we came on the podcast. So I had no idea. And I know you and I never did not report this. But so Dakota Johnson, the girl from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep.
She's been dating.
Wait, you know whose daughter she is, right?
Who?
She's Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas' daughter.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's why she's famous in Hollywood. She's a Nepo baby.
That's how she got on 50 Shades of Grey?
I mean, she's a good actress. I will say that. But there was cushion there for sure.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning so much.
Yeah. She comes from family of actors, famous actors.
Very famous. Okay. So she's been dating. Okay.
She's so pretty, by the way. I think she's one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
All right. I wouldn't say beautiful, but she's pretty. So she's my opinion. So she's 32 and she's been dating Chris Martin from Coldplay, who's 45, who is the ex-husband of
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. I did not know this. Not a clue.
As he was shocked.
I'm like, wait, what? And now they're engaged.
So apparently they got engaged years ago, and they got privately engaged years ago, and it's been a secret for this whole entire time.
Right. And now, like, the world knows about it, and there's a 15-year age difference. And, like, okay, so I need to – this is why I think I'm shocked about it. Okay, so she's taking on – I think he's cute for his age. That's my opinion.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
She's taking this on. She's taking on the – he has children, and he's divorced. This is her first. And now, like, with her history of who her parents are, like, that's a lot.
Yeah. But they've been together so long that, like, I feel like this is it.
Like, so long, like, since, like, he divorced what's-her-face?
I don't know if that long, but they've been together a while.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been together a while. And, like, she's so pretty. Like, I don't know. I feel like they match, too. Like, they make sense.
Mm.
But I don't know. But she's also still very young.
Very young. Very, very young.
And, you know, he's not that old. But I feel like once, you know, it gets up there, it might become, like, a little... you know, different, but right, knows? And when, like, he's the love of your life, like, you know,
right. So I mean, I'm wondering if we're gonna hear, like, marriage and, like, children. Like, I'm just very interested in all of this. I mean this is like my new favorite couple.
Did I have a dream that she was pregnant? Is that real?
That's definitely not real, not yet anyway.
Hold on.
And my thing is, Laura, if you knew this, why didn't we talk about it?
Wait, she does have a baby.
She does?
Oh, no.
No, she doesn't.
Wait, does she?
I never heard of being a mom.
Oh, no. She's just a stepmom.
Yeah, to his kids. Right. Okay. Moving on. There's so much that came out this week. Did you see the Kardashians trailer?
I didn't. I was so jealous that you saw it.
Okay, so it's, like, pretty quick. It's nothing, like, woohoo, but it drops in May. And it's, I remember I was like, where have they been? Have they been super quiet? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So we have that to look forward to. Did you see?
Wait, so, like, what, anything in the trailer?
No, nothing. It was just, like, literally a little clip of them, like, looking stunning, gorgeous, like, and their new, like, they're all matching in this sequence. It's, like, I just can't. They look stunning. And it just says that they're dropping. Like, it's literally them just, like, all looking in the camera. And, like, this says May.
Oh, I love that. I can't wait.
There's no clips of, like, drama. Nothing. It's just them.
Just them.
Foshes. Yeah. Okay. Did you see the reunion of the Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No, I haven't watched this season, you guys.
Okay. There's just so much. I know I touched on a little bit. But I caught up on, this week's reunion. So this is part two, right? So next week is, like, Andy goes in on what's her name? Kyle. So this is my prediction. Okay. My prediction. I think Kyle's going to come out.
As a lesbian?
Yes.
Oh, did you see? Actually, I remember.
Jesus.
That's, like, one of the things we posted this week. She or Morgan, somebody, basically got a tattoo of a cowboy hat.
Yeah, she did. She got a
Everybody's saying that it's a sign that her and Morgan, is that the name?
Yeah, yep.
Are officially a couple. So yes. You think she's going to out herself on the reunion?
I think this is, like, where she's finally, it's been, like, you know, we've been talking about it. We've been leading up to all these rumors, speculations, blah, blah, blah. And the reunion, she finally comes out and says it. It's my opinion.
I don't think so.
Okay, again, it's my opinion, but
and
I
do
just
you know why?
Go ahead.
Because Andy would have made a bigger publicity thing around it. Like, if
and
Kyle
I think he learned his lesson, why he should shut the fuck up, especially with everything going on with targeting him right now.
Okay.
My opinion. It's just my prediction, and
that would be wild.
And I'm just saying, I don't know Dick. That's just me. Because it's just so much. Like, this is it. This is, you know, between the marriage, the divorce, the separation, then his then Mo's show coming out. Like, something, there's got to be substance somewhere. You know what I mean? Either dead it and say no, or accept it and keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, exactly.
I just need to say, like, really quickly, and I just want, because you didn't watch it, and I'm not going to sit here and, like, gas it up or whatever. I just really want to acknowledge Erica Jayne. It's not that I've never been a fan. It's not that I've ever, like, how do I say this? My sister is obsessed with her, and, like, I never understood, because, like, I was never really into Beverly Hills. I don't know. I never was, but for the last couple of seasons, like, I've been getting into it, and again, I don't know her back history. I don't remember her being, like, why she came on, when she came on with her Tom and all that. Like I said, last couple of seasons, I got into it. And just the little that I've seen of her in these last couple of seasons until this season, I just want to say, like, how incredibly proud I am of her and, like, her journey. Like, you really, and she's open about being in therapy, and she's open about, like, making, like, changes in her life. And from the little I've seen of her and watched her on this journey, holy 360. She's done an amazing job. Like, the patience, the letting things, like, she processed things. She doesn't overreact. She, and then she still has her, like, little subtle, like, digs, whatever, but they're not, like, how boisterous as she was before. Like, I don't know. I guess as a therapist myself, and, like, a person who's in therapy, sorry. Like, I'm just, I was like, wow, I could just so relate, you know? And it was just really refreshing to, like, see. I just wanted to point that out because it was really nice. Like, there's a lot of things that she said this season about, like, being in therapy and the reactions and, like, keywords that she used. And it just, everything just made so much sense and very, very relatable. And I just really enjoyed watching that.
I'm so happy. I always liked Erica Jayne, but I know she had, like, a really low point, like, for the last few years. But I'm happy that she's, like, getting the help and, like, that she's, like, actually using the work, you know? Yeah. She's not just in it. She's doing it.
Yeah, very much so.
I got to catch up on my Housewives. I want to watch Housewives of Miami. Those are my bitches.
Yeah, so that came on too. I didn't catch up on the
I gotta catch up on that.
The part three. But yeah, I watching this season too. I really enjoyed, like I said, between Miami and Beverly Hills, like, I never watched them before, like, but the last couple of seasons I'm getting into, and I really regret not watching it from the jump, but it is what it is. It's okay. I'm still liking it. Before we get into the meat, which will be our recap of Love is Blind, we have to talk about Vanderpump.
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. You tell me, how do you want to start off?
Let's talk about Sheena.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Go ahead.
Let's go into Sheena. Oh my God, you guys. Okay. So actually, no, let's start off with the last, this season of Vanderpump Rules was very, like, underwhelming. I was very bored. And you know what? To be honest, I still am very bored. But I did like this last episode where they were in Tahoe and they had this kind of meditation teacher come and have them do this exercise where they had to share if they're hurt and whatnot. And Sheena and Tom, like, really had a moment to kind of just let it out. AKA Sheena, just really the entire fucking episode just broke the fuck down. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that she misses Tom Sandoval as a friend. And she had said things on the episode, like when she was at the lowest of lows, when her podcast got canceled. And I didn't know this, but, like, in the middle of COVID, like, she was dead broke. Like, she couldn't even pay rent. And Tom Sandoval, like, Venmo'd her, like, thousands of dollars to basically keep her afloat. She's like, that's shit you don't forget. She goes, and while, like, you know, this shit sucks and I'm team Ariana for life, like, there's something to be said about that. And I just felt just so bad for Sheena because it's like she's really, like, stuck struggling, in it.
Yeah.
She's struggling, and it's like she can't ever be friends with Tom Sandoval again. She can, but she will just lose Ariana for sure, because Ariana, she made that boundary very clear where it's like, if you talk to this motherfucker again, like, I will never speak to you. And she's allowed to do that. But, and at the same time, like, it puts Sheena in a very shitty place. And it's like, she has to choose. And I felt very bad for her. And I finally understood it this episode. And I also understood how amazing – her husband is, because he was an asshole to me for the first like 5 episodes. And this episode, I really liked him.
Yeah, I love the these last couple episodes. We're seeing Brock and Sheena's marriage. And listen, I'm not married. I've never been. From my understanding of the people I love who are, as marriage is not easy. And these people have cameras in their faces, and their job is to bring it. And yeah. You know, we get like 2.5 seconds of like what's really going on. So like, I just love that we're seeing this side of their marriage, and I really appreciate their authenticity. But circling back to Sheena and Tom, like I agree with you. She is struggling, and she's like, you know, with on top of being open about her OCD and anxiety, like that she it's a lot. It's yeah. a lot. But still, I have to say, like, he's still not taking accountability.
Zero.
Let's fast forward to the whole him and Lala of it all. Like, listen, I get what he's saying about Lala. Like, you know, he's like, yes, I had an affair for 6-7 months with Rachel. She's like, but you hid your relationship with Randall for 6 years. He said 40. I'm like, wait, that's how long she was like, I don't remember that. Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't need to know these things, even though I'm like, I love her, but like, we don't need to know. And like, I get what he's trying to say, but like, two wrongs don't make a right. Like she said that. She's like, I have to live with that every day of the mistakes that I made. She's like, I can't sleep at night. She's like, I'm now raising my daughter. Like, so she doesn't make the mistakes. She's like, I know that. I'm working now. I'm in therapy. Like, she's saying all these things. She's like, you can't even admit to it. You can't even take fault to it. She's like, you're dragging us all down with you. And nothing.
And also, what he didn't get. Like, Lala's relationship with Randall didn't affect the group. Like,
literally.
And his inability to actually see the differentiation between the two. Like, yes, okay, you both kept things a secret. But what you did was way fucking worse, dude, because it included all of your friends in it, like, right. at the end of the day. Like, you affected the entire friend group. And, like, he just cannot fucking see himself or anything that he does wrong. And I'm just, like, I'm literally texting Ashley the entire episode, like, holy fucking narcissist. Like, right in front of our fucking eyes. Like, this is it. Like, they have an inability to see anything they've done wrong.
Exactly.
It's scary.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. The inability to see nothing.
Nothing.
It is always somebody else.
Yes. He's constantly deflecting.
It's like, it's disgusting. It's scary. I mean, you and I both know people who are like this. And it's like, one thing I have to say too is like, I understand why Lala took a step back. And like, she's like, I wasn't friends with you, dude. Like, she's like, I wasn't even friends with Ariana. She's like, but the fact of the matter is, like, you're friends with my best friend, with Sheena. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love the rawness of it all. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I love what she was like, where she was coming from. And I don't know if you noticed this, like, he wasn't listening. He wasn't hearing her. But you know who he did listen to in here?
Sheena.
Exactly.
Yep. Why? Because she's a fucking prey.
Right. Thank you. I love
there's a strategy there. Yep.
Thank you. And circle back to the conversation you and I had 5 hours before this podcast.
Which one?
About the who we're talking about narcissism and prey and all the brainwashing and all that shit. Right. So like that's my thing is that I think this season, Sheena is realizing so much. Yeah. And I think that's why there's this like internal struggle with like keeping the peace, people pleasing, all these things. And like, then on the other side of it or flip side of it, she's like, oh my God, like he too used me. I was just like, you know what? I was just a pawn. Like, literally. And this, my friends and chatters, is what a narcissist does. You are never aware of it because they have you so wrapped around their fucking like synergy. It's disgusting. But let me tell you something. They eventually fail.
Yep. They do. You know, the worst part is like when Sheena Essie.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I was like, did she go away?
No, no, no. I'm so intrigued by this because it's so relatable for so many things in your eyes and life. It's not even funny.
Yeah, like when he can't, the narcissist can't attack Lala because Lala won't allow that. But it was so interesting that he listened to Sheena because Sheena, I mean, when I say weak, what I mean is she's very like susceptible to going back to him. So it's very interesting that he changed his tone when speaking to Sheena because it's almost like he wants to get her back into his web. And you can see Sheena almost falling for it when she says he listens to me for some reason. Sheena, that's a fucking strategy. Like he's trying to make you think that you're the only one that can change him. So that he can get you back in his web so that he can fucking manipulate you again. Like, hello. And it's just like, it's right in front of our eyes and it is wild to watch. Like, from the outside. And you can tell, like what you just said, like, Sheena's going back and forth because there's a part of her that sees it and yet there's a part of her that's still very, like, manipulated by it. You know, because she almost doesn't want to believe that this man is a narcissist, but he clearly fucking is.
No. This whole episode was like James and Allie, where were you this episode? Like,
they were with Hippie.
Yeah, like Schwartz, where were you this episode? It was a very bizarre episode.
Schwartz was like hitting on the fucking girl the entire episode.
It was just weird. Like, it was just mostly like Sheena, Tom, and Lala. And like, oh, okay. And let's just, before we get on to Love is Blind, like, Ariana and Katie, like, why are we not at... There's something about her hiring people to work at the store, but we're at a different place to hire people. Like, I'm very
because
confused.
Because according to the message boards and an inside source, their store's just a front. Like, it doesn't exist.
It's
like,
so,
it's not even real.
So fucked up. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why are these bitches not at their store doing these these interviews to hire the people that you want to work for you? And you're at a different location. Like, don't you want them to see like what your kitchen looks like, what the front of the house looks like? Like, I'm confused.
Exactly. Chatters in LA, let us know. Have you seen the store for more than a couple of days, or is it just a pop-up shop?
Yes, thank you. DM us,
email us. Let us know.
Yeah, we'll keep it anonymous. We need our questions answered. Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Ready. Oh, God. It took like an emotional toll on me.
Okay. So let's get into Love is Blind. So it's a wrap. We saw
believe it's a fucking wrap.
No, it's not a wrap because the reunion, I've never looked forward to something so much than I've been in this season.
When is that coming out, by the way?
I think it's next week.
Oh, cannot fucking wait.
It's either next week or 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how they're doing it, but like, okay, so let's just start from the jump. Okay, we get into it. I was texting Laura. I'm like, I can't. Like, already, we're 9 minutes into it and I'm emotionally drained. Chelsea and fucking Jimmy, like, are what's his name? Oh, yeah,
Jimmy.
It's just too much. Where is this coming from? Now, all of a sudden, he can't be with her.
They, like, literally, the episode starts. They just get right into it. Where he's just like, I can't be with you anymore. Yeah. Like, wait, what?
We're at an amusement park. I thought they were
fucking around with us.
Where they're, like, frolicking in an amusement park. They're holding hands, like, sucking each other's faces off.
Planning their song of what they're going to walk into.
And then he's like, I can't be with somebody who tells my deepest, darkest secrets to the world. You're on a reality show, sir. What do you think is happening? I was just so confused.
I wanted to have this conversation with you. What do you, first of all, Yes. Do you think Jimmy is in love with his best friend? With that girl that obviously
I think,
who they were talking
I
about.
I don't think he loves her. I think they were fuck buddies. I think they get it in. Like, there's nothing.
They were fuck buddies, but I think she loves him.
Oh, the girl. Oh, you asked me, do you think he loves her?
Yeah, no, and I think then you think he loves her?
No, I don't think he loves her. I think he was just fucking with, like, they're just fuck buddies. Do I think that his friend loves her? Him? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw. So Chelsea had a point. Like, I understand. Like, if I were to see, first of all, I didn't know that Jimmy was fucking around with this girl before, right? They said that after. But I was like, oh my God, something's happening here. Because I felt the fucking connection between the two of them. And as a girl, if I'm going into a boy-girl friendship and I see chemistry, no fucking way, red fucking flag. So I agree with Chelsea on this.
Okay, let me say something here.
It's not that deep.
No, it's not that deep. And here's the thing. I think we're forgetting what his request was. His request off camera was, I don't want to bring this on camera. That's mm-hmm. where his trust was, I guess, violated.
Yes.
And this is what pissed me off, is that she used her being drunk as an excuse. I don't give a fuck. Like, you love me or not, like, whatever. Like, I pleaded with you that I don't want this to be on camera to the world to know that I was fucking this girl. Like, or she didn't want the world to know that they were fucking, whatever. Like, we don't know. We honestly don't know. She brought it. She put it out there. So, like, that is a red flag to me, because here I am telling my best friend who I'm about to get married to, like, yo, like, there's this shit, like, I don't want the world to know. And then when you fucking get martini wasted, you're going to go tell the world our shit. No, that's not how it rolls. So do I think that's an incentive to not get married? No, let's be honest here. There's 20,000 red flags in this fucking relationship that, like, that's really why they're not getting married. And of course, she fucking loses her mind.
Loses her mind. I agree. I agree with the betrayal of it all. I also...
Okay, that's so dramatic. Betrayal.
It was a betrayal.
Oh my God.
But I also agree with Chelsea of why she's so upset over it, because I too, as a woman, would be upset over it. And like you said, there's a million reasons why this couple should have not gotten married. I'm so happy they didn't. Because I just kept texting Essie, and Essie's like, keep watching. And here I am thinking, oh my God, are they going to actually, like, make it to the altar? And thank God they did not make it to the altar.
No, what I meant by that is the next couple we're going to talk about.
Oh, I can't.
Okay. So obviously, Jimmy and Chelsea did not make it to the altar. We will find out in the reunion if they reconnected or.
Do you think they reconnected?
I think they do. I don't. I think they're dating.
Really?
I do. I think that there is some type of fuckery there that this works. Like, it is so sickening that it works.
I hope they're not fucking dating.
That's
where I'm at. They should not date. Like, go on a different reality show.
I think they both need help is what they need.
Yeah,
she's a mess. She's not well. No. Okay, so we're moving on to Clay and AD. Why I told Laura to keep watching is, like, this is where I was like, you guys, I don't care. I'm just keeping it real with you guys. Like, I was sobbing. Like,
me too.
I was, like, emotionally crying. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. And it was so much so that, so AD reminds Laura and I of someone that we both know. And the thing is like, I love her authenticity. I love her genuineness. I love her and Clay's dynamics. And I've said this last week, is that, like, Clay has a lot of internal struggles, and I think that he puts them on AD, and AD, like, literally, like, takes on the world for him, which I don't think is fair, but I love that she takes it on for him. But, like, he's got a lot of shit to work on in therapy. And why I was crying so much is, I'm just gonna say it. So she was all about it and he declined. So I was heartbroken for her, because I did not see it that coming. But then we fast forward to, like, his parents, and, like, that's where it all stems from. And, like, you guys, I've said it here before, any fucking therapist will tell you this, psych 101 will tell you, everything that happens to us is because of our childhood. Everything of who we are as an adult is because of our childhood. So he has all this stuff like going on. And go ahead, Laura, when you're saying that you had no idea that the dad took him when he was out frolicking. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when Clay was a child, the dad, he revealed not only to us, but to his mother during this entire process of Love is Blind, that his father took him, took baby Clay with him when he went out to cheat on his mom. So baby Clay was witness to all of this. And now adult Clay, like he kept on repeating, he's like, I'm a lot like my father. I'm a lot like my father. And he collapses his identity and his father's identity in one. And the reason why he cannot commit, it's because he himself does not see his own identity separate from what he's been taught or what he took on behaviorally from his dad. And ultimately, like, that's why he didn't like marry AD. Mm-hmm. But like, when I heard that, I was just like, fuck. But then you see the mom and the dad having this like very in-depth conversation, which, by the way, this both of their families, just so beautiful, the way they communicate with each other. Like, I was literally texting Etsy. I was like, can you imagine our family like speaking like this?
What I said was like, it could never be us.
It could never, just because like here are two adults. This man cheated on his wife. They obviously both knew. It wasn't like, go fuck yourself, go die in hell, go blah 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 blah. It was, he was literally, you could tell he has taken accountability for his wrongdoings, and she had forgiven him at some point. But what she found out during this whole process was that he took Clay with him while he was cheating on the wife. And she's like, this is something that is new to me, and that I don't forgive you for yet because I'm still in process. But the way these two were able to just communicate what they were feeling without getting mad, without getting angry, just being like, this is how I feel, was so beautiful to me. And I started hysterically crying.
That's where I was weeping.
Like, literally, where he was just like, you know what? I fucked up really bad. And she goes, yeah, you did. You fucked up bad. Like, you had me and you didn't know how to keep me. Yeah. And like, but she said it also, and she goes, but she said it with such love. Like, you could tell she has love for the man, but she's like, you fucked up. And like, you can never get this back. And it's like, it was just so beautiful to fucking watch. And I was also weeping.
Yeah, where she said it wasn't grace. About
AD. Yes, she was so elegant.
Yeah.
Like, and Clay made an interesting statement. I don't know if you caught on to this.
What?
Like, yeah, he was like, okay, I have my dad's traits in me. I don't know that I can commit. But he made a comment about one of the reasons why he didn't say I do to ADs because he doesn't know, in order for him to get married, he needs to know about like finances, like all that stuff. He needs to get everything like lined up. And he just doesn't know enough about like AD's background and finances enough in order to make a commitment to her.
Yeah, I think it was a cop out.
And I was, oh, do you?
Yeah, I did. I remember him saying that. And I thought it was like, no, he's so scattered right now and he's so scared that like he's not there yet. He couldn't even put everything. Nothing made sense. It was an excuse. It didn't make sense. I think he, like you said that beautifully, by the way, I think he was, he's taking on his dad's shit and then he's trying to be like a stand up son for his mom. But I just love that the mom was just like, he loves her. And he's like, and then she straight up said it. She's like, but you did this to him. Like, she was, but like you said, respectfully, like there's no screaming. There's no yelling. There was no like, you know, fucking gag orders. There was no like restraining. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, you did this to him. He is struggling right now because of how you treated me.
Yes. And I'm
like, I
beautiful.
Oh my God, Laura. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's what I kept telling you, keep watching. Like, I was weeping. Like, cause I'm just like, oh my God. Like, and like this woman, like, was not, I love what the part where she said, she's like, when she's like, I'm still processing. She's like, and we will finish this conversation. I'm like, oh, okay, girl, get it. You know, like,
yes.
I just loved everything about it.
But like, we're at a point where the three of them are going to figure it. Like, they're going to work as a family to figure it out.
Yeah, and I think that's what is so beautiful, that like the even when she was like, he learned this from you, she wasn't saying it from a space of blaming him and like condemning him. No. She was just saying, these were your actions and these were the consequences of it. And now like we, and especially you, need to step up and change this for our son.
Yes.
And I was just like, yes, this season of Love is Blind, like, talk about like adult healthy conversation. Like, this is healthy conversation coming from a space of not blaming, not condemning, but just of like, this is what's so, and this is, and what are we going to do together to move forward in this, if that's what we choose.
Yeah.
And it was just, I love that family. But as for the reunion, I think AD's done. I think her heart is broken. I don't think they're dating at all. I think it's donezo.
Yeah, I agree. I think the same way. I think she's just so, she like when she, oh my God, when she kept saying like, why can't they just stay for me? Like, why is everyone leaving me? I'm like, oh my God, girl.
She broke me. I'm just like, girl, you have so much more work to do.
Yeah.
Like,
she's not there yet. Yeah. Therapy is, you know, it's not like one and done. And she's like, I'm never enough. When am I going to be enough? And I'm like, oh my God, girl, I just hope she didn't like stray away from this didn't help her get out, or stray her away from therapy. Like, I hope she's still in it, you know.
I hope not. And like, it just, I cried for AD, because like, do you notice like she couldn't even speak? Like, no. She was just so upset. She that
loves
like,
him.
She loved that man. Yeah. And like, he represented like so much for her, and like, you know, he wasn't it, sis. Like, there's somebody out there for you, right? And you just gotta keep moving. Yeah, that was heartbreaking.
And last but not least, oh God, Johnny and Amy.
Why? Oh God, I love them.
It's like, I just can't. Like, okay, you want to know why I can't? Is because she's up there on this fucking altar, like, professing her undying love for this man.
Okay.
Beautiful vows, like, pouring out her heart and soul. And what does he say?
Same.
No, he said, I can't wait. What the fuck kind of vow is that? Like, are you like, talk about how immature you are. Like, you're so scared of having fucking kids, but you can't come up with a fucking like paragraph about how she's the love of your life.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I was so annoyed.
Really fucked up.
I was so annoyed. I'm just like, I mean, listen, I think they're it. Like, obviously they're it. By the way, guys, they're the ones that got married. Sorry. But like, I was expecting more from them. Like, there was no, like...
Yeah, I was too.
It was so mid. Like, there was nothing, like...
It's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. This marriage didn't do anything. Not that it has to do dick for me, but I'm just like... It just got me... Like, it gave me a really bad taste in my mouth. Like, it really did.
You know what I did love about this marriage? My favorite part is, like, the blending of the two families. Like, I feel like this marriage was more about the families than it was anything. Like, his family loved her family loved his family. They all became one family. But as for like them two, I mean, I love them. I'm so happy they ended up together. But I agree, when he just didn't say any vow and just like stood up there, I'm like, is he nervous? Like, what? Like, what is happening? And even if he was nervous, like, suck it the fuck up and say something. Like, you know, that's, can I just have a little rant right now?
That,
like, I, me personally, like, this, it brought up just so much shit in my life where, like, I had made excuses. I have justified so much shit of, oh, they don't feel well. Oh, they're like this. Instead of just saying, you know what, like, suck it the fuck up and step up and show out. And like that, and that's what Amy deserves. Like, she deserves somebody who's going to also read her a paragraph.
I agree.
And I hope at some point, like, even if he was nervous, I hope he made it up to her later, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if at the reunion they're pregnant.
I think they're pregnant.
Yeah, I think so too.
I like feel it in my bones. And okay. did you also catch what AD said about Amy and Johnny?
Oh, that they're fucking? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they have to be.
I think, no, I caught it. I get it. I don't know. I'm wondering, though, like, the only thing, honestly, that came to my mind when AD said that is the reason why they're going with the whole virginity thing or whatever is because of Amy's dad.
Yeah,
because
of her family.
That's the only thing I was thinking of when AD said that. Or AD's just, like, you know, fucking around.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out more in the reunion. I hope the Lacheys bring it.
Oh, my God. If they fuck this up. Oh, my God. Lord, do we know if it's going to be another fucking live?
Oh, my God. Are they going to start, like, 15 minutes late again?
Oh, my God. I don't know. But I just, I can't wait for this fucking reunion. I literally cannot wait.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. You guys, before we get to our gratitude section, we have some very exciting news. Yes. So we have episode number 200 coming up, and we wanted to do something special for you, Chatter. So we are having a giveaway. We have teamed up with Sudden Victory Customs, and they created this amazing hoodie, a customized Lunchbox Chats hoodie that we are giving away. And all you guys have to do is go on our Instagram. We're going to post it this week. Go on our Instagram, follow it, share it, and you get a chance to win a customized LVC hoodie.
One lucky chatter will walk away with this awesome hoodie. And we really have you guys to thank for that. So thank you.
Yes. And go follow Sudden Victory Customs on Instagram. You can find them at Sudden Victory Customs. You guys, they literally make such great apparel. Like, they do hoodies, they do t-shirts, they do, oh my God, we got beanies and they're fucking adorable.
Yes, I wore mine in Vermont, got a lot of compliments.
Just, they do the best job. They're so professional. They're amazing. Shout out to Anthony.
Yes, hey.
But everybody at Sudden Victory Customs, go follow them, go work with them, go get some customized shit from them, because I mean, it's fucking great
and you will not be disappointed. Great quality of work.
Absolutely. I'm cursing a lot this anyway, Essie, what are you grateful for?
I think this is I'm just gonna say it. So this week I had a really, really long day at work one day, and I came home to this lovely arrangement of, I'm just gonna say it, I had a shamrock shake with Oreos in it, and it was the best thing I've ever had.
Oh my God.
It was the perfect ending to a really fucking long day at work this week, and it was so delicious, so needed. And it's like I said from the jump, you guys, it's the little things that count.
Absolutely. Me and you are on the same page, because I also came home and treated myself. And one of the things that I'm thankful for is raw cookie dough, which I was eating right before. Yes. And it's not raw. So do you know Pillsbury specifically creates cookie dough that you can eat both before it's cooked and after it's cooked?
Yes, Laura.
Oh, why am I just finding this out?
Because the way you talk about it and then your sound effects when you eat it is repulsive. That's why.
So this week, I also had just a very long fucking week. And I treated myself to an entire bag of Cheetos that I lugged in my hands.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
It's about like a 15-20 minute walk from the store to my house. I literally cradled the bag like a child. And I got Pillsbury chocolate chip cookies, and I just sat and I watched Love is Blind finale. But this week I'm grateful for the raw cookie dough, because it was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, well, I'm glad you were loving that for you. Yes. So next week we will recap the reunion. If it's on, I'm pretty sure it's this week. Stay tuned, because Laura and I are going to be waiting with bated breath.
Oh my God, can't wait. You guys, we hope you're springing ahead. New clock this week. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Like Laura said, go over to our Instagram page, check out our new post, our story, go follow, and you could be the lucky winner of this awesome hoodie, as well as our Facebook page. I will put on the Facebook page to go to our Instagram page to get in on the cool apparel.
Yep. And once again, shout out to Sudden Victory Customs. You guys go follow them. You won't be sorry. And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Crisscross applesauce.
Goodbye.
Bye.